Hello once again, and welcome back to day 5 of our 12 days of Christmas. I hope you are having as much fun with this as I am. You are probably getting Grinched out after the last 3 days, but I figured, okay, if I'm going to bring you one, I'm going to bring you all 3 of them. Just to kind of show you the different perspectives of the different ways that people interpreted the Grinch story. And the different ways that that could be, I mean, taken in by whoever's watching it. It's like, I'm curious to know what's your favorite movie, what your favorite Grinch movie is. Feel free to reach out to me directly, of course, at moviedeputy@gmail.com or directly on Movie Deputy on the Contact Us page. I've been getting a lot of messages there of already people trying to guess at what the secret is that all of these clues are leading to. And don't worry, I did not forget today's clue, so don't worry, I'm not going to leave you hanging on that for at all. But I'm going to make you wait a little bit into the movie. Today we are going back in time a little bit again, not a Back to the Future reference, but we are going back to 1947. Now you're thinking, what Christmas movies did they have back then? And this one really shocked me. It honestly really shocked me because I was just in public the other day and just having a random conversation with somebody. And I brought up this movie and they had no clue what I was talking about. Now, mind you, this person was about the age of my son, around, he's 30 and this person was like upper 20s, low 30s. But they had never heard of this movie. And this is a Christmas classic that goes way back. I mean, this movie is actually in black and white. Now, mind you, not all movies back then were in black and white, but quite a few of them were. And this one is, like I said, it's a classic, and it takes place in Potterville. That may ring some bells for some people, and don't worry, that's not a clue. That is not the clue. But this one, it's kind of a heavy theme a little bit for a story, but I am giving it this an innocent rating because just the entire story as a whole, even though it deals with some heavier subjects, it does so in a way that's not intimidating. And so that's kind of an important thing to touch on as well. But you're probably curious about the movie I'm talking about. Well, of course I'm talking about It's a Wonderful Life, the Frank Capra classic with Jimmy Stewart and Donna Reed, and just the whole the lassoing the moon and just kind of everything that goes along with this story. And it's just so heartwarming, so touching, so poignant for the time. And it's just a classic Christmas movie. If this is one that you have never seen, please check it out. If this is one that you haven't seen in a very long time, go back and watch it again for the first time. You'll be glad you did. Seriously, you will seriously be glad that you did. Now you're probably wondering, okay, what score did I give it on the Deputy scale? What do you think? I'm actually going to maybe surprise a few people. I only gave this movie a 6 out of 10 on the Deputy scale. Now, that doesn't deflect at all from what kind of a movie this is. Hello, Aurora. One of my kitties. One of our newest kitties. She's just finally coming out of hiding. We've had her with us for a few months now, and she's been hiding a lot because she just was kind of a feral kitty. We brought her home. But yeah, I'm kind of getting off track there a little bit. But yeah, I had to stop and give her some lovin's. But back to the movie. Yeah, like I said, this one, I gave it a 6 out of 10 on the Deputy scale. I mean, there's a few things, but it's just such a timeless piece. It's like, I cannot imagine the holidays without this movie. So, like I said, if this is your first time, check it out. If it's going to be your first time in a long time, check it out again. Because, like I said, you'll be glad you did. Now, as for my review, I'm going to be getting to that here in just a second, but I want to give you today's clue. Now, you may be thinking, where are we going so far with the clues? Well, I hope I have you guessing, because today's clue number 5 on day number 5 of 12 Days of Christmas, is George Gobel. Now, you may not know what that name means, but be sure to keep track because that name will make more sense as we get closer to the end of this. So I'm just excited. Can you tell? Just a little bit. And then, of course, tomorrow is our halfway point on this journey through these clues. So I hope you are taking notes. But back to our review. This was the original view on MovieDeputy.com. George Bailey is a young boy growing up in a small town with big city dreams. He has his entire life planned out, and that is until a family tragedy changes everything. Try as he may, he struggles with the day-to-day activities that seem normal to everyone else. Even after meeting a certain someone, he struggles to find any reason for his being. In an act of utter desperation, he makes a decision that changes his perspective. This decision will give him a chance to see what life would be like without him. Even with that, will it be enough to anchor him in the life he has now, or will he always struggle with the mundane? This is a story about much more than a simple man. It's a story of a community that reaches beyond itself. Heartwarming and heartfelt, it will surely be a classic for generations to come. And of course, as we know, this has become a classic for many years, and I hope that it will continue to do so. So I hope that you are having fun checking out some of these movies. I've had a couple questions about like some of the movies that I should maybe include in this. And I had a suggestion to a movie that I'm going to be adding into this that I hadn't really thought about, but it's kind of an important one too, and I'm going to be getting into that later, one of our other days here, but don't worry, I won't spoil that for you. So you'll have to be sure and come back and check us out. As always, you know which buttons to push to get the latest and greatest reviews here from Movie Deputy, the one and only me. I'd have way too much fun with this, especially on days like this. But as always, I will be back soon. Bye-bye.